Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and it's going to be a fine day, if you ask me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all set up for this. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do things. I'm going to do a little fishing after work today. Yeah. Got to go with the line a little bit, you know. God, I don't think I'm going to get as well the bass numbers that I got last week. And holy, but Jesus. But it was a good weekend. And I'm excited about this. We got a pretty good show lined up for you today. You're saying you do, Chauncey? Yeah, we always have a good show for you. It is the end of May, beginning of June. Oh, wow. We'll be broadcasting in June from a couple of times from the Owasapie Scout Reservation in just east of Whitehall, Michigan. So we're looking forward to doing some action out there. That'll be a lot of fun. And you never know. It's always fun doing remotes. You know, there's all these little gremlins that live in the computers and stuff. But that'll be a lot of time. But one of the things I want to tell everybody, you've got to remember, you need to do this. Put this on your to-do list for today. Remember to tell your friends to tune in and listen with either the ESPN Chicago app or go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast. And you can hear today's show, listen to a couple of months of shows. You can, subscribe and have it delivered to you. If you can't get out of bed, come on. Chauncey's awake at, 4 a.m. You should be at least awake at 5 a.m. That's, if I'm awake, everybody should be awake. And that way, you can listen to the show. But it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, where you get a lot of outdoor information from a lot of different places. So sit back, enjoy today, and let's have some fun on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I have to always say that at the beginning, Okay. Weather's been good. A little cool, and then it got a little warm, and then we got a little bit of rain that, the rain we got was not enough. Yes, it helped, but it was, and my plants look great outside. But we need a little bit more in our rivers and streams, stuff like that. That'll always be good. So we can't pass that one up. And, we got a few other things we want to, hit and talk about. But on today's show, we got a really good show for you today. As a matter of fact, I was watching, I think it was MeTV, they show an old Ed Sullivan show clips. And he gets out there and he goes, "We got a big shoe for you today." That's why I was just thinking of Ed Sullivan. Why? I have no idea. But that's okay. We understand this. But on this week's show, we've got Seth Herps. And you're going, who? He's a fisheries biologist for the state of Michigan. And he's going to talk to us about the Midwest Walleye Challenge. And this is taking place not just in Michigan, but in Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, and South Dakota. What you do is, as a walleye fisherman, you sign up. There's a website, and I'm sure he'll talk about which one website. But, there's a $25 cost to sign up for this, only because they give away prize money. They give away gifts. They have drawings throughout the next month. That's a pretty good deal. But you're monitoring and you're adding stuff up about the fish you're catching, the walleye. So Seth just wants to know more. And all the other fisheries biologists want to know more. This is a great little program. I love it. To collect data on walleye. And then Grace Olson. Do you remember the girl who went to Zimbabwe bass fishing? Yeah, that's the girl. Okay, she went to Zimbabwe. Well, she's going to be going to college, Wabash College, to get her degree in criminal justice and to fish for the team. And so we're going to talk with her. She says she's going to give us a call this morning to talk about what's happening with her life there. Because, I mean, this girl is, she's just a great kid, head screwed on tight, wants to become either a policeman or a conservation officer, and she just loves to fish with her family, you know. And as a matter of fact, I think she was going out fishing with her grandpa today when she's going to call in. That's perfect kind of a kid. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and then we'll have the Aiden Fisher report and things like that too. But, you know, I can hear a phone ringing. Hey, now let's hear from Phil Gutman.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on. Hey, just wanted to give everybody a heads up that the IMTT will be having a muskie tournament on June 7th on the Fox Chain. We have usually a pretty good turnout for this event. It's a one-day event. There is a dinner afterwards and a raffle for some nice muskie-related prizes. If you want to register, you can go online and do that at ILLMuskie, that's ILLMUSKIE.com, or you can register on Saturday morning from 4 a.m. to 5:30 because our start time for this event is 6 a.m. to 3. So for those that like to get out there in an early morning bite, this is the one chance to get out there before the boats start running on the Fox Chain.
That sounds pretty good, Phil. I hope everybody signs up and gets out there for a day of muskie fishing.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good event. You know, we usually average somewhere around 15, maybe 20 boats, which is actually good for what the IMTT looks for, because the monies we raise from these tournaments, after we pay back the prize winners, they goes into our educational scholarship fund for scholars or for students that are majoring in fisheries or biology type management programs for the future. So over the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've actually given out close to $20,000 in scholarships. So,
all right. Well, it sounds good, Phil, and I hope to be out there soon at one of the events, okay?
Oh, yeah, I hope to see you. Usually you come and hang out with us during the dinner and raffle. So.
That's exactly it. All right, Phil, thanks for calling in.
All right, bud.
That was Phil Gutman, everybody. Make sure if you're a muskie fisherman, you sign up for that tournament.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll.
Well, he must be sitting on the dock of the bay, or I should say Winthrop Harbor. Captain Tony, how are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Everything's good. Fishing is good. Co-hosts are starting to stage again. The bait is showing up. Everything is good.
Good deal. Good deal. I saw you had some... you know, coho, you had some lake trout. Did you have a king or something else on the board this week?
We had a steely. We've been getting some steelhead. Mm-hmm. They're showing up. The Lakers, with the picture with the Lakers, we're definitely offshore a little bit, probably on the other side of the north one or the mesa. But everything from in like 120 all the way to shore, there's silverfish in there. There's no Lakers.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Well, action sounds good, even though Mother Nature keeps messing with us with east winds, north winds, cold weather, rain, and everything
else.
Yeah,
cold. I was so cold the other day. Now it's going to be 90 degrees, so from cold to hot, you know, still we're sitting on, 53 degree water inside. If we go offshore, it was 45, 46 degree offshore. Mm-hmm. So just because it's warm on shore, you got to remember, it's cold out on the lake sometimes, so dress for it.
Exactly. All right, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to go on a charter, what do they do?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. All my information is on my website at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
That's right. Fish on, fish on, fish on.
All right, guys, be safe. There's going to be fog. I think there's going to be fog this weekend, so be careful out there.
All right, sounds good, Tony. You have a good trip. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Hey, sportsmen. The 2026 models of Lund and Low boats, also those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard, are being shipped to Waterworks Marine as we speak. And what that means is Waterworks is willing to deal on all 2025s in stock. That's Lund and Low boats and those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard. So you can have a summer adventure of a lifetime with your friends and family on a Waterworks Fun certified boat. That's right. Come in and pick out your 2025 in stock Lund or Low boat or a low pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard at Waterworks now at a savings you won't believe. So stop into Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and pick out your new boat or call them at 708-798-9700. For more info on boats on hand, go to waterworks.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast. Except this time I hooked up.
Monster Bass, Monster Bass. That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass.
The dragon my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass.
Please don't break my line. The sun was coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, I got a little bit of an interesting thing going here that I think is going to tempt your taste buds, if not make you even interested in going to Michigan to do a little bit of walleye fishing. But I've got on the phone Seth Herbst, who is one of the fisheries biologists. Is that correct, Seth?
Yeah, I'm a fisheries biologist within our research section.
Right. And you are doing, it's called the Midwest Walleye Challenge. Now, yeah, when I first read that, I said, okay, Seth, but you could win prizes and you're going to help the walleye fishery. And it started May 15th, a couple weeks ago, but it runs through the month of June. What exactly is this program doing to help you, the science side of fishing?
Yeah, great question, Chauncey. So fisheries management, if you think about it in kind of three pillars or three tiers, there's the fish aspect, so the biology of the fish. You obviously need to know a lot about that to manage the fish populations. There's the habitat that those fish live in, which is another big tier, and kind of drives where fish species can live and how healthy or robust population can be. But then when you look at the other tier, it's the social side or the use of the fisheries. And the Midwest Walleye Challenge is providing information on angler use for walleye populations in the state. And probably goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Walleye is a popular species in the state of Michigan, as well as other states throughout the Midwest. So this is kind of a unique opportunity for fisheries agencies to work with Anglers Atlas and the MyCatch app and anglers that are focused on walleye fishing throughout the Midwest to gain more information on our walleye populations that can then help us make more informed decisions. So, you know, if you look at the aquatic resources that we have here in the state of Michigan, there's over 11,000 inland lakes, tens of thousands of miles of rivers and streams. So that's a lot of water. Unfortunately, yeah, we just don't have the opportunity to intensively survey all of the walleye populations in the state. So it's a great opportunity to work with our anglers to learn more about how our walleye populations are doing.
And that's the interesting thing about this is people all know that I'm a science geek in the outdoors, but you know, there's just, you can't have enough fisheries biologists out there working everybody. And we are now going to help you, and not just in Michigan, but you're doing, you know, all of this information winds up being compiled for Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Michigan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of the benefit of having it be a regional approach is oftentimes what's good for a walleye population in Michigan is often what's good for a walleye population in those other states. So trying to use this information to then merge it with other data to really look at what's driving population status in a walleye population. So strength in numbers. So, you know, when I mentioned that statement, it's strength in numbers from the perspective of the more anglers that we can have participate, the more information we gain, the better off we'll be, the more, you know, kind of data-driven decision-making we'll have available to us. But the other angle there is benefit in numbers or strength in numbers when it comes to the number of states involved in the challenge. So we can learn from each other, and that's just one kind of primary driver of taking a regional approach as opposed to a state-specific approach.
Yeah, and, you know, this all this information goes into an app, what doesn't go into an app, called MyCatch mobile app, right?
It is, yep. So this is something that it's an app that was developed by Anglers Atlas. The team at Anglers Atlas really likes to take the citizen science approach. So they've actively sought grants or different funding opportunities to work with fisheries resource agencies like the one I work for here in Michigan to help really provide information that comes from the anglers that often are using, you know, fishing apps anyhow. So the benefit here is, you know, there's a tremendous administrative and technical team on the backside at Anglers Atlas. They're happy to provide the information to the resource agencies, and it's kind of a win-win. And ultimately, you know, their team is also out there tracking down sponsors to ideally work towards the incentive and the prizes that our anglers are able to receive as they participate in the Midwest Walleye Challenge. So kind of a win-win-win.
Now, what kind of information is the app looking for when, okay, I catch my walleye on the, you know, Grand River, And what do I do then?
The information that's collected and that's really important for us from a management perspective is information on the fishing effort. So how long were you out there fishing for walleye on a particular water body?
Mm-hmm.
What were you catching? And not only numbers, but size.
Mm-hmm.
And as you take photos of the individual walleye that are caught, the size is really informative because it can allow us to look at that length distribution or the range of lengths that mm-hmm. are caught and make inference on your class strength. So, Chauncey, you might, it may seem kind of logical, and it is, but younger fish are obviously smaller, older fish are longer.
Mm-hmm.
So as anglers record those lengths, it gives us an idea of size structure of a population, and the broader the size range in a population, generally the healthier it is, because that would be supported by several successful years of spawning or reproductive events.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that type of information can be really useful when managing a population. And here in Michigan, one of the things that we were really leaning into with the Midwest Walleye Challenge is information that anglers are providing on stocked water bodies. So oftentimes we stock different stages of walleye. Most of the time it's spring fingerlings, so fish walleye that are being stocked in the month of May and June. But we don't have an intensive evaluation program. So we rely on our anglers to provide us information on whether or not they're targeting the walleye that we stock. And if, in fact, they are targeting the walleye that we're stocking, are they catching the fish that they're stocking?
Mm.
And that gives us an idea of how successful our stocking events are. And it helps us kind of inform decision-making on where we should be stocking walleye in the state.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this is now, to be in on this program, there's a $25 fee to register, okay? And that goes towards prizes and cash payouts and all kinds of things that they're giving out on a weekly basis, for this information. But you're not – okay, if I catch a fish – I'm a Michigan resident. I catch a fish in Michigan. I register it. I'm not competing against somebody in, South Dakota, you know what I'm saying? I'm only competing against – for prizes for other anglers in Michigan. And the other thing that I loved, Seth, was, okay, I caught this fish at this spot. Well, nobody's giving that spot away to anybody. My secret stash of walleye, no one's going to know this hole that I've worked on for years and found, and nobody else is going to know about it, right?
Exactly. And that is a really important point there, Chauncey, because I'm an angler. It sounds like you like to fish as well. Nobody likes giving up their secret spot, and that's not what this challenge is all about. This challenge is meant to have our anglers provide us with information on how to, conserve and manage our walleye population.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the location-specific information comes back to the state agencies, summarized by water body. We're very cognizant about the fact that anglers don't want their walleye fisheries to be, public knowledge or widely communicated about. So we're using that information internally to kind of inform our management strategies and management decisions, but it's not our intent to go and publicize where the highest walleye catch rates are from this Midwest Walleye Challenge.
Yeah. And like I said, to get this information, it's so easy. And I've talked to people for many, many years, Seth, about if you have a pond or a lake, it's all contained. You can manage it. You can watch it. You can touch it. You can do this with it. You can, pick up on the slightest little variances. But when you're managing, how many lakes did you say? 11,000?
11,000, yeah. So, Chauncey, I think the last time we looked at how much water an individual fisheries biologist is managing in the state of Michigan, it's 500,000 surface acres. That's a pretty big number, and certainly, not something that is practical to go out and survey all of those waters on mm-hmm. a routine basis. So the benefit of having anglers participate in the Midwest Walleye Challenge hopefully is pretty self-evident in terms of, you know, more eyes and more information coming in from, you know, on average we have about 1.2 million licensed anglers in the state.
Mm.
Granted, not every one of those anglers is interested in walleye fishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few people in the state of Michigan that love getting out and targeting walleye. And mm-hmm. we'd love to hear from as many of those as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and one of the sentiments that I often hear, Chauncey, from anglers throughout the state is the phrase, how can I help? Which is great. I mean, anglers are very passionate about the fisheries resources that we have in the state of Michigan. And like I mentioned, I often hear, how can I help you get the information you need to manage our fisheries? And this is just one unique opportunity and kind of novel method for anglers to contribute to the management of walleye populations in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, this is such a win-win. It's a win-win because you're getting all this data and information. It's a win-win for the anglers to have a little bit of competition and probably win some prizes, cash, and other things. And it's everybody's going for the right reason, for the betterment of the fishery. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the hope is it's a light lift for anglers. Most people already have a smartphone in their pocket or out with them mm-hmm. on the boat. So, you know, downloading the app and providing the information ideally is relatively seamless. Certainly a lot easier if you have somebody else in the boat with you that can give you a hand with taking a picture when you have your catch on a measuring board. But again, it's really critical information for informing us on the status of walleye populations in the state, and any information that we can get from our anglers mm-hmm. is always valued and much appreciated.
Exactly. And if you want to sign up for this, it's called Anglers Atlas, one word, .com. And that's where you can register to get in on this event. And it is just, you know, a marvelous thing for not just Michigan, but for all these other states that are part of this program in order to get that information out to you guys. So, you know, because there's never enough data, is there?
No, there really isn't. In the world of big data, mm-hmm. Fisheries management is no different. And the more information that we have, the more data-driven decisions that we can
exactly.
we can make as an agency. And informed decision-making, you know, benefits the walleye populations. And if it's benefiting the walleye populations in mm-hmm. the state of Michigan, it's certainly benefiting the walleye anglers in
that's
the
right.
state of Michigan. So that's the way we see it. This is actually year two of the Midwest Walleye Challenge in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did have some participation. We had over 200 dedicated walleye trips reported via the MyCatch app. We found that roughly 39 inland lakes were used during those 200 fishing trips. Anglers are, in fact, taking advantage of stock water. So that's all the type of information that is really useful, and we're really hoping to bump up and increase the participation rates this year to, you know, bolster those numbers to inform what we do as an agency for walleye management.
All right, sounds good. Well, you know, I want to say thank you, Seth. Seth Herbst, of Fisheries Biologist Extraordinaire, I'm going to call you, because this is such a cool program, and I want everybody in Michigan to be part of it, and in the other states that this program is going for also. And, I mean, it's only going to be better for all of us in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Seth, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Chauncey, and appreciate you increasing the awareness on this event.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, the 2026 models of Lund and Low boats, also those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard, are being shipped to Waterworks Marine as we speak. And what that means is Waterworks is willing to deal on all 2025s in stock. That's Lund and Low boats and those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard. So you can have a summer adventure of a lifetime with your friends and family on a Waterworks Fun certified boat. That's right. Come in and pick out your 2025 in stock Lund or Low boat or a low pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard at Waterworks now at a savings you won't believe. So stop into Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and pick out your new boat or call them at 708-798-9700. For more info on boats on hand, go to waterworks.com. Join the biggest celebration of anglers and angling in all the Northwoods at Customer Appreciation Day 2025, Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix is an American fishing tradition, and Customer Appreciation Day is a chance for the owners and employees at the best rods on earth to say thank you to the best customers on earth, whether they're attending in person or participating online. Learn from the best with free fishing seminars from Al and Jim Linder, Bassmaster Elite, Pat Schlopper, and others. Enjoy a free brat lunch courtesy of Johnsonville. And, of course, get the best one-day deals of the year on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle, plus much, much more. Get more information on St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Shad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a
water. Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like. I want.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I've got somebody on the phone that, we've talked a couple of times. I mean, I've kind of followed her career through high school and stuff. Her name is Grace Olson. Hey, Grace, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm excited. You've graduated from a fine academy there in, Custer Wilmington?
Gardner South Wilmington, yep.
Gardner South Wilmington. Boy, when they merge those schools together, they get names that are longer and longer, you know? But you've been fishing all of your life.
Yes, sir.
You've done exceptionally well in the, your top, you had 20 top 10 in your high school career.
Yep. It might be a little bit more than that, but I didn't count, adult tournaments that I fished with my dad and stuff. Those are just like my high school, like IBN, Illinois Bass Nation, and ICAST tournaments.
Okay, so what we're saying is you've kind of also could have added a few top 10 places against adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is great. And then you're a 2-time Bassmaster National Qualifier. Oh, excuse me. That's another great thing that you've done.
Yep, last year we went to Lake Chickamauga in Tennessee. That was my first national, and we placed 13th in about 273 boats.
13th in 273 boats that were in that tournament.
Yep.
Holy.
And Lord. The whole country.
Yeah, and that's actually a national tournament. And then mm-hmm. you had four-time state qualifier, correct?
Yes, that's through ISSA, which is through my school. I qualified once, and then I qualified twice for Illinois Bass Nation, and then I qualified through ICAST last year. And I think we, for IBM last year, we placed 9th in the state, and then I'm not sure about the ICAST.
Mm-hmm. And then you're on the 2024 All-American team. A lot of people don't remember when I had you on. I think it was March I may have had you on. But you were on the USA Bass team going to Zimbabwe, Africa.
Yep.
I remember that interview because you said it was like 110 degrees outside.
It was hot. The UV index was like 14.
But you were on the USA Bass team going to Zimbabwe.
Yep.
I remember that interview because you said it was like 110 degrees outside.
It was hot. The UV index was like 14.
You know, that's absolutely amazing. And a great, you know, thing that you've done because, you know, you're representing, you know, the country. You know, you mm-hmm. it's the Olympics. That's what you're doing.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very impressed by that. And then you're the 2024 Illinois Bass Nation team of the year.
Yep, I think we stayed in the top five almost every single tournament last season. This season hasn't gone too well like last season, but we've still done pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got of the year, and that's what gave us our bid to the national Lake Chickamauga.
Oh yeah,
last year.
And you know, everybody, you know, this is an amazing fishing girl, woman. Really, I mean, you know, because. These aren't just accolades. These are something that, you know, show you've got a skill, you've got that. But, you know, you're also mm-hmm. participated in the National Honor Society with over 20 hours of community service. So you're not just a great fisherman. You got a heck of a head on your shoulders, dear.
Thank you.
You definitely, you know, have got a head on your shoulders. Down the road, you'd like to be a police officer, right?
Yep, that's the goal.
That's the goal? A lot of people think that, oh, you know, when a kid's in a fishing team or they're part of a fishing group, oh, they just want to become the next Seth, or they want to become the next Ike and Ellie, or they want to become the next, you know, no, you're doing this because, A, you love to fish, B, mm-hmm. Illinois schools are smart enough to help out students with scholarship money to come to their school to fish on their mm-hmm. teams, which only makes it easier for you to go to continue your education. I'm trying to think of there's one of the anglers that he's a very young angler, and I can't believe I just had his name slip out of my lips and I can't grab it back. But he's in med school. He's in he's in pre-med, and he's bass fishing in order to help pay for his schooling and continue what he likes to do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, this is where the schools and the bass fishing and all of these things come together, because mm-hmm. everybody thinks you got to go to scholarship for the basketball or football or volleyball or soccer or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. lacrosse. No. You can go to school for bass fishing. Why this wasn't here when I was going to school? Why? But here you are getting all of this done, trying to make a degree in criminal justice while at Wabash, you know, Valley College. And you still have time to be someone who enjoys doing stuff with their family, fishing with your dad, going out with grandpa. I mean, Grace, how do you do it all?
You know, working, trying to keep the important things important, and then when I have time to go out fishing, I will take that time to go out fishing mm-hmm. because I want to get as best as I can at this sport. And I would love a career in bass fishing. I also really want to be a police officer, and I really love law enforcement, and I want to make things better and help people out. That's kind of taken up that dream of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Hope to become one.
Oh yeah, I mean, I we all need a, it's called Plan B, by the way. Mm-hmm. we all need a Plan B. I mean, sometimes Plan A isn't what it's cracked up to be, you know, being a bass fishing, because I've seen so many of those professional anglers. They are in unbelievable debt. They're living in their trucks. They're maxed out on all their credit cards. That's not a life, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting a degree in a criminal justice is going to be great because you've got your Plan B there. And doesn't mean, you know, I could see Grace is out there helping out a high school team someplace or getting more girls in the sport because this is...
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to drop fishing. I'm still going to be out doing it and, you know, spreading on social media and everything and trying to get more girls into the sport. I'm not going to drop fishing, but I also do want to pick up my interest in law enforcement and kind of combine it all together. I was thinking actually about like a game warden or a DNR officer. That would be super cool and right up my alley. So I'm still considering that.
That would be very good. If you need to ever want to talk to somebody, I can set you some people up.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, don't. If you want to say, hey, can I talk to somebody, Chauncey? Trust me, we'll get you some really good people to talk to.
Okay.
But the thing is, you're going to go to Wabash Valley College, and it's a good school, solid school, good, good bass fishing team. But like all teams around the country, besides... when you fish for these teams, you also have to do things or try to find some ways to support the team, don't you?
Yes. Fishing is very expensive, especially with a bigger team. This year, Wabash will have around 30 anglers.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, each tournament, you have to fill up your boat, fill up your trucks. You know, gas costs tons of money and food, housing for the whole team. It's just everything really adds up. And to be able to, you know, afford this and be able to go out and do it, because no regular person can. I mean, unless you're like a millionaire, you can't afford it. So sponsors are a huge thing in this sport. And, you know, if you want to fish all these tournaments, almost every angler at least needs a few.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking college anglers. You know, this is where they need it because, you know, yes, I mentioned that you're getting some help from the school for your tuition. But it's all that other expenses. And the schools, a lot of these schools do not pay for any of that tournaments and this and that and, you know, food and gas and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as they say. And, you know, when you look at this, you're looking, you've got a couple of really interesting things because you're looking for a bronze sponsor. A bronze sponsor is like $500 to help you.
Yes, sir.
And that gets you name of on the team banner at all the events and Facebook Live recaps with their name on it and stuff like that. You know, to help you out, you're looking for silver sponsors that funds two tournaments only, folks. And it's the logo is on the team banner at all the events, and you also get shown on the Facebook Live recaps and things like that. And that's, you know, for a silver sponsor for $1,000. A gold sponsor is a little bit more interesting because that kind of gets you half of your season paid for, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's an important thing that, you know, this brings you to half your season where you're able to, you know, do your classes, do this, do that, do this, et cetera, and you're able to fish yet. And that's $2,500, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And you get a medium-sized logo above the rail on the boat. That means you can see it, folks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're also on the team jersey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you Google, you know, Wabash Valley or, you know, go on their Instagram or Facebook page, you will see all of the wrap boats. And if you donate and are one of the platinum or gold sponsors, then you will be able to see your logo on the boat, and it'll be on every angler's boat.
Okay. Now, a platinum sponsor is $5,000. And,
yes,
you know, you could say, yeah, that's a big chunk of money. I know it is. But it's a big chunk of money that is going to get, whether it's a club, organization, a police union, a fire department union that wants to support you, a company in some of the towns in Illinois. Maybe not in Chicago, but it'd be great to see some Chicago towns supporting you.
Oh, yeah.
But this winds up giving you so much more and you get it pays for your entire season of expenses.
Yes. I mean, in all reality, you know, one tournament, if it's, you know, 10 hours away, 12 hours away, all that travel, you're going to end up spending around $1,000 a trip. And we're expected to fish around 10 to 14 tournaments a year. And in order to do that, we need sponsors.
Right. You need that help. And then you get, you know, the premium spots on the jerseys where people could see it in the photos and stuff like that. And I mean, and it's nothing, there's nothing wrong asking for help. I'm asking for help all the time with sponsors for my show. And, but it just gives you the ability to get their name behind somebody where they can see, hey, this girl is keeping her grades up. This girl wants to become a police officer or conservation officer and wants to do so much more in the great outdoors with the community, getting more girls involved in the outdoors. It's kind of like the whole package to support you for your year of fishing and hopefully 4 years of fishing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds
cool.
If somebody wants to talk to you about this or, you know, get a hold of you, how do they do this?
So you can email me at golson2432@gmail.com, or you can call me at 815-641-4566, or you can even follow my Instagram or Facebook. It's going to be Grace Olson Fishing, and just shoot me a DM, or, you know, you can look at my post. I post about fishing all the time.
Okay, what was the first one you said, the email address?
Yeah, the email, it's golson2432@gmail.com.
At Gmail. And if somebody wants it, you'll send them all this information that you and I just talked about, too.
Yes, I'm probably going to end up posting this flyer on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you follow me on there, you'll probably see it.
Okay.
At some point.
Or give her a call, and you're going to fall in love with a woman who loves the outdoors this much and whose parents have supported her, her grandparents. And as a matter of fact, as we're talking to her right now, she's on the way to the lake to go fishing with Grandpa.
Yep, I'm about to put the boat in the water.
Grace, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and let's see what we can do. And anybody who helps you out, we'll try to make sure we help them out here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, okay?
For sure, yep.
Thanks, Grace.
Yep, thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Join the biggest celebration of anglers and angling in all the Northwoods at Customer Appreciation Day 2025, Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix is an American fishing tradition, and Customer Appreciation Day is a chance for the owners and employees at the best rods on earth to say thank you to the best customers on earth, whether they're attending in person or participating online. Learn from the best with free fishing seminars from Al and Jim Linder, Bassmaster Elite, Pat Schlopper, and others. Enjoy a free brat lunch courtesy of Johnsonville. And, of course, get the best one-day deals of the year on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle, plus much, much more. Get more information on St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. Hey, sportsmen, the 2026 models of Lund and Low Boats, also those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard, are being shipped to Waterworks Marine as we speak. And what that means is Waterworks is willing to deal on all 2025s in stock. That's Lund and Low Boats and those low pontoon boats powered by a Mercury outboard. So you can have a summer adventure of a lifetime with your friends and family on a Waterworks Fun certified boat. That's right. Come in and pick out your 2025 in stock Lund or Low Boat or a low pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard at Waterworks now at a savings you won't believe. So stop into Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and pick out your new boat, or call them at 708-798-9700. For more info on boats on hand, go to waterworks.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave.
We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where Scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, everybody. Welcome back here. And I hope you enjoy that. That Grace is just a total kid and woman. I mean, really, you know, she's going into college and fishing and going fish with her grandpa. I mean, that was the best line. I was like, I loved it. That was so cool. But, you know, we got a lot of stuff we got to cover here before we have to bail out and we go to the Sports Collectible show. Isn't that right, buddy? We got to go to Sports Collectible after us. Yeah, he goes, yeah. Okay, but first of all, yes, we'll go to the Aiden Fishing Report. We all know that everybody loves the Aiden Fishing Report. There is another 48 minutes you can listen to, you know. Aiden's Fishing Report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine. By the way, they are doing some, they are getting 26 models in. They need to get rid of the 25s. I mean, they're offering deals like you won't believe. Check it out, waterworksmarine.com. Okay, Aiden says, "Papa, last weekend we went to the boat on White Lake for the weekend, and I took your advice and fished within 3 feet of the shoreline, and I pounded the bass on surface minnows and plastic-looking lizards. I used a Whack'em and Stack'em bait with the chartreuse and white. One under a bobber, and the bluegills were awesome." Oh, that's pretty good. I mean, I just thought of it. I remember the first time he did this with me, boy, I had to reread this report six times. It was so chopped up. Thanks for the advice. My dad said he watched us from the boat and had as much fun watching me and my friend catch the fish. Catch the fish as he did. Uncle Tom called me during the week and said he was at Lake Erie and he was fishing in 20 to 24 feet of water outside the coal power plant. The boats are using spoons, even caught some steelhead, which he was surprised. Yellow perch are still on the small side. He called them dinks. What's a dink? It's a little fish, okay? What's a dink? That's a dink is when your sister bops you on the head. Worms were doing the best to catch them. He did not catch any, but he saw some largemouth bass and smallmouth bass anglers using artificial lures near the shoreline, and they were taking fish. Thanks for all the tips. Call me after the show and give me a few more for this week. Your fishing magician, Aiden. Hockey season is over. Maybe more time to go fishing. That's very true. Very true, Aiden. Okay, Indiana Fishing Reports. We've got boaters have been working a little further offshore, although they're still getting some fish close in. Some of you guys are chasing, your steelhead, and even some kings are out there in 90 feet of water. Good action seems to be farther north in the Michigan waters. If you're going into Indiana, that's where you need to look, 80 to 120 feet. A few early Skamania have been showing up in Burns Harbor in Michigan City. Perch spawn is underway, and it will be a couple of weeks before that wraps up, and fish are back thinking about eating. Lake Michigan shoreline, I mentioned the Skamania, are doing well in Indiana, especially in the Burns Harbor, Michigan City area. Smallmouth bass are biting a red, an Ned Riggs, rather, not Redneck, Ned Riggs, with swim baits in protected area breakwalls. That's another good location. And Trail Creeks, Little Calumet River and Salt Creek, few early Skamania have showed up and have been caught. It's, you need to cover a lot of water. I mean, the numbers are just not there. The Cool Lake and bait near shore, a lot of the fish are still hanging out there, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. My buddy Darren up in Wisconsin, he says, Chauncey, Lake Geneva, smallies on the beds in William Bay with some kicker walleye east shore line. Largemouth west shore line and Williams Bay are bedding right now. That's okay. He said his friend up in Vialis County said walleyes are on the bigger deep lakes. They were caught a decent number of them. You're catching 6 to 10 fish. One was a keeper. The rest are all short. The same group of guys the night before went out, caught a 26, a 23, and 3 keepers. That's not too bad up there. You're catching fish. Remember that. Wolf River. All you need is a split shot, a gold hook, and a gulp minnow. That's it. Catfish and walleye, they're doing quite well. They caught a couple 10-inch perch. 10-inch perchies. I like that sign, too. Hayward, we're seeing muskie are active right now by the weeds in 6 to 15 feet of water. Walleye are on the deep rocky points or reefs by the weed edges. That's true up there in the Hayward area. Yeah, hey there. Northern pike, you got to go for them northern pike with fish in 6 to 15 feet around those weed beds also. Smaller bucktail spinner baits and rapalas, what you want to try. Smallmouth bass on those deep rocks and rocky shoreline. Those are good spots to try out. Oh, man, I'm there's just a ton of things. The Chippewa flowage, rented teeth this morning, is a half a foot down, and the water temperature is 58 degrees. It's warmer there than in Hayward. Walleye improved since the heat wave, and as the cold front and cooler temperatures cooled the water into the 60s, as a result, walleye are getting more active on a couple of things. That activity going there. All right, we got that. And I'm just trying to make sure we get everything else covered here. Next weekend in Wisconsin is free. It's Fun Weekend, it's called. It's a 13th annual, 50 state parks, state forests, and 44 state trails. 84 miles of rivers and streams are roughly 15,000 inland lakes. Are open to fish, no license, and stuff like that. Well, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majuat. Listen or your tongue will keep you deaf. Well, that's deep. Listen or your tongue will keep you deaf. That's a very true statement. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all on our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.